Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Between a Rock and a Scarplex. I am your host, Brandis. And today, I want to talk about something that is very near and dear. It's something that is pressing on my heart. And I want to talk to the ladies. And the men, but especially the ladies. And I want to talk about relationships and when you have kids in your relationship. No matter what you're going through with your significant other, when it comes to those kids that you have in that relationship, everything else comes second to those kids. Whatever arguments that you get into, whatever disagreements that you have, your children should never be a bargaining chip in the relationship. They should never be a pawn in the relationship. They should never be something that you use against the other person in the relationship. Because at the end of the day, the ones who suffer the most are the children. And that's a fact. The ones who suffer the most are the children. It makes no sense to me at all, because this is the person you chose to lay down and open your legs to, or this is the person that you chose to lay down and go raw in. And have kids with. You chose that person. Nobody made you have kids with that person. You chose that person. They didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask for your toxicity. They didn't ask for your unhealthy relationship. They didn't ask for the arguing and the fussing and the fighting. And when you're in a relationship with someone who feels like life is against them, the world is against them, the system is against them, when they feel like they don't have nobody in their corner, or they feel like they don't have no hope, when you take your kids and you use your kids against them, then you have them contemplating making permanent decisions based on a temporary feeling. And sometimes those permanent decisions, they can't come back from that. And then that has a ripple effect on everybody else. It has a ripple effect on the kids, on the family, on friends. Not just on their side, but on your side too. Fix the cracks that are wrong in you. Before you go try to fix somebody else, because you can't fix nobody. You can't make nobody change. They either have to want to change for themselves. They have to want to change for themselves. They can't even want to change for you or for the kids, or they have to want to change to be a better person. You can't make them change, no matter what you do. And when you start thinking that when if you do a certain action, that it's going to make them perform a certain way, that's manipulation. That's control. Take a look at yourself in the mirror and find out what's wrong with you. What can I fix about me? How can I be a better person for myself? So then that way I can be a better person in this relationship. I can be a better mom. I can be a better dad. I can be a better daughter. I can be a better son. I can be a better niece. I can be a better nephew. I can be a better uncle. I can be a better auntie. I can just be a better person, period. Examine yourself before you try to tell somebody else what they're not doing. I'm not saying that you can't tell someone how you feel. You absolutely can tell someone how you're feeling. But understand, feelings change. You cannot base a relationship solely on how you feel, because how you feel will change. You have to base your relationship on choice. You have to choose every day to get up and love the person that you're with. You have to choose every day to get up and want to work on your relationship, because relationships take work. And if you keep pushing a person to the edge, eventually they're going to get tired of working so hard for a relationship that's one-sided. When you have two parents who love their child or love their children, those children do not deserve to be without the parent. That doesn't mean that you two have to be together, but you should be able to coexist and co-parent in a healthy way that you don't traumatize your kids because of your own selfish ways. Because you too busy worried about how to get even. You too busy worried about being petty. You too busy worrying about how can I hurt this person the most because of how they hurt me. It's not about them. More so than it's about how you respond. These kids that God give us, they are a gift. I'm not saying that you have to be a perfect parent. I'm not even saying that you have to be a perfect partner. But you should be striving for maturity. You should be striving to be the best parent that you can be, because you want your kids to grow up and be productive members of society. You want them to grow up and see healthy examples of relationships. You have to want to break the generational curses. So because your mama relationship didn't work out, your relationship don't work out, so now your kids' relationship don't work out. When they grow up and they have kids, they kids' kids' relationship don't work out, and the cycle never ends. That's lame. That's corny. That's crazy. If you're in a relationship and it's toxic, go to therapy. If your significant other don't want to go to therapy, you take your tail to therapy. You go work on you. Figure out how you can be better. Because if you get you right, that's either going to cause them to leave, or that's going to cause them to step their game up and be better. You got to figure out if you're on the same journey. Or if your journeys are parallel, if you're walking in the same direction, how can two walk together unless they are in agreement? You can't, and you will be constantly banging your head up against a wall because your life is in chaos. If something happens in your relationship and you confront your partner about it and they tell you the truth or whatever they tell you, you have to decide right there, either you're going to accept it and forgive them and move forward, or you're going to accept it and you're going to leave the relationship, because that's a boundary that was crossed. Or that's not something that you're willing to put up with. Don't front for nobody. Don't put your business out there. And then you turn around and you write back. I apologize for that interruption, but I'm back. Some of us are too old to be playing those type of mind games. Especially if they are a good parent to the kids. We too old to be playing those type of games. Life is but a vapor. It seems really long, but it's very short. And it can be over just like that. None of us are promised tomorrow. So some battles don't even need to be had. Some battles are not even worth the fight. It is wild to me. People who get in relationships and they have kids and then they dog their the mother of their kids out, or they dog the father of their kids out because they're not together. Now, it's one thing if your BM or your BD ain't doing what they supposed to do. And even still, that conversation should never happen in front of your kids. See, this is real. I'm being interrupted, but it's okay because I'm going to keep saying what I have to say until I'm finished saying it. As I was saying before, it's wild to me. Whether it's planned or not, you chose that person. So if you feel like that's the person that you're supposed to be with, that's the person you're supposed to build a family with, that's the person that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with, that's the person that you're supposed to build an empire with, that's the person that you're supposed to share your legacy with, raise your kids with, then you have to find healthier ways to make the relationship cohabitable. I don't know if that's a word, but it's a word today. Look at this world that we live in. Everything is sky high. Lower class can't even afford to live. And if you middle class, you're barely scraping by to live. And even the upper class is finding it hard to stay afloat. And it's not letting up no time soon. It's on our necks. And we got to raise our kids in these environments, in this society, in this world. So, I'm going to try to wrap this up because I don't want to keep getting interrupted in the middle of my podcast. And I said way too much for me to try to re-record this. Like I said, this is what it is. This is authentically me, hot off the press. We ain't doing no redos, no start overs, no edits. You getting me raw right now. Because I'm tired of seeing it. You have to start being accountable for your own actions. You have to start being responsible for the choices that you make. And then you have to decide what you want. You have to decide what you're gonna put up with and what you're not gonna put up with. You're going to have to decide what you will and what you won't allow. Because kids don't fix a relationship. Kids don't save a relationship. And it's not fair to them when they have to lose a parent because the other parent is in their feelings about things that don't have nothing to do with them. Your issues don't have nothing to do with the kids that are brought into this world. And yet, they get that burden. That's not fair to them. That's not protecting them. That's not putting them first. And then they grow up with that burden, that chip on their shoulder. Don't even know why. Do better. Be better. Because they deserve better. They deserve, our kids deserve our best. Not our best according to what somebody else, because your best and my best may not be the same. But it should be pretty darn close. Like, we know what bad looks like. We know what struggling looks like. We know what rock bottom looks like. We know what pain and suffering looks like. Why do we want them to have to go through that? Have to experience that? If they don't have to. I may get flack for what I'm about to say or what I've already said. I really, really don't care because I'm going to say it anyway. You can't put all your stock in living for your kids because the minute that dissipates, then you're hopeless. Like for me, yes, I want to be a better parent. Not just be a better parent for them, but I want to be a better person. Because if I'm a better version of myself than I was yesterday, then that means I'm going to be a better version of myself for them today. They're going to get the best version of me. Because I'm taking inventory of my mental health. I'm taking inventory of my emotions. I'm taking inventory of my spirituality. I'm taking inventory of myself, who I am. You got to have a plan. You got to see yourself progressing. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see your kids? Where do you see your relationship? You got to see beyond right now. Because if you can't see beyond right now, you're going to be devastated when something goes wrong. And you're going to always feel like you can't get ahead. You can't make it. And then you start making desperate decisions. You start to live in dark spaces. And I'm not talking about dark like you can't see. I'm talking about dark like black, like no hope, despair, nothingness, void. You start to live in that space. And if you're not careful, you will drown. You will stay there. And the people around you, we can throw you a lifeline, but we can't save you. That's why it's important for you to know how to swim for yourself. And I know that I'm using aquatic metaphors and analogies, but I'm saying, I hope that someone out there is understanding. Like, you got to know how to swim for yourself. You got to know how to survive for yourself, because people can throw you lifelines. They can reach their hand out. They can throw that pole out for you to grow, but you have to be able to wade in the water long enough to grab it so they can pull you ashore. But if both of you in a relationship can't swim, then you're both going, somebody going to drown. Either you're both going to drown or one of you going to drown. So in conclusion, be better for yourself. Self-reflection is important. Your mental stability, your emotional stability, your spiritual stability is important. Not just for yourself, but it's important for those that are around you in your circle. If you want something different, you have to do something different. You can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That is the definition of insanity. You will drive yourself crazy. And if there's anybody out there who is listening to this and you're having suicide ideation, you're thinking about ending it because you feel like there's no hope for you, please call somebody. Call the Suicide National Hotline. Talk to someone who is going to encourage you and lift you up and offer you hope and tell you that there's a better way. You may not see it right now, but you just have to take one day at a time. Pick one goal each day and accomplish that goal. And before you know it, the whole month has gone by, the whole year has gone by, and you've accomplished everything you set out to do. And sometimes you outgrow people and you have to make those hard decisions. Because I don't care what no one says. Love is not pain. Love is not painful. It's not. If your love is painful, then that is not love. That's pain. It's unhealthy. It is detrimental to your life. Love is not bitter, and it is not revengeful. It does not seek its own way. You have to stop, and you have to take stock and inventory of your life, and you have to look and decide, like, is this where I really want to be? Am I happy at this point? And if you're not, you have to decide, what is going to make me happy? What is going to bring me joy? And how can I accomplish that? And if that means that you have to step away from a relationship, then be mature enough to be amicable and to step away. But that doesn't mean you have to separate from the kids. That doesn't mean the kids have to be a bargaining chip. In your feud. Because when the family feud, nobody wins. And the children become the ones who suffer. So, if you are listening, I just want to say thank you. I always thank everyone who took the time out to listen. Please share. Please comment. I'm on all your podcast platforms. Please subscribe. And, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to pour out my heart and to be honest. I am ever so appreciative. Talk to y'all next time.